This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But first, Tobes, you came up with this. I actually think it's a smart idea, and it's more than just about this last couple of weeks. This is a big picture thing, a worldly view, if you will, of the Local 53 and kind of the State of the Union. I think it's a smart point. Go ahead and make it.
Yeah, so when you look at this specific situation for the Commanders, I don't think if this were Green Bay, if this were Kansas City, if this were Denver, choose your model organization, if they were having these sorts of negotiations, I think you could understand and it's just normal business. But you have to question if this is the right time to go about doing business this way, where there could be some frustration. And Danny, I mean, we've heard from fans this week, we've seen from polls, you scroll Twitter. I would say that an overwhelming majority, not just like 55%, but an overwhelming majority, maybe 75% plus, are Team Terry here. So you maybe bring some ill will towards the organization in a time when maybe it's not the time to do that. Because you think about where this fan base has been and how many people, you've talked about this with your email thread, which is still hilarious, by the way. You talked about this with your email thread.
It's normal to email your friends. Friends email all the time.
Generally, you would do that over text or whatever. Whatever.
Emails.
Friends that were out on the team that have come back.
Yep.
There are so many people that were out on the team that are either thinking about coming back or have come back. Or I can guarantee you now with some of these jerseys that some people that were unwilling to ever buy jerseys of this organization are thinking about buying jerseys now. So much goodwill with the organization when it had been so bad for so long. Is it worth the squeeze here to go through and save, let's say it's $3 million, $4 million, $5 million? Is it really worth the squeeze to save that money and then potentially turn some people off to the organization again? Because that's the frustrating part where the team is at right now. Again, if this were just a normal business thing with another organization, I think it'd be totally fine. But maybe this isn't the time to do this sort of negotiation tactic where you're going to play a little bit of hardball and potentially draw some ire from fans when so many of these fans are just walking back into the organization, just walking back into being big-time fans of this team again for whatever number of reasons, which we've talked about for plenty of years. So I just don't know if this is the time to do it. I think it's tough because on the flip side, for Adam Peters, he hasn't been around for the long haul of these things. So I think he understands, but he also has to go out here and kind of set what his precedent is going to be and how he's going to deal with these things. And I think he's doing a little bit of that, but I think it comes at an inopportune time for the franchise in that everything is so positive around this team right now. Everything is so good. If you talk to anybody around on the streets that's wearing burgundy and gold, everyone's like, oh man, this team is so fun and this and that. But Terry, right? Is it worth that little bit of negativity when everything's going so positively, when everything's been so, so bad for so long? I don't know that it is.
To quantify that, this organization, this millennium, since the year 2000, had two 10-win seasons. Never more than that. Add two 9-win seasons to that. I know there's an 8-7-1 season in there. I'm not counting that as a winning year. You can if you want to. I won't do that. That's four winning seasons. And not big-time winning seasons. Not like last year where you did something special everybody else, every team, literally, think of the joke of the league, better than you, at some point, had an 11-win year when you didn't. Cleveland is as much of a joke as they are. The laughing stocks, everybody that you think of as a clown shoe. Jacksonville, they can't get right. AFC title game before you met one on your run last year. They've had runs more, frankly, again, than you had. Every team in this league did more this millennium than Washington did. Seriously, at some point, four real honest-to-goodness winning seasons, very little success. They had a great year last year. That's now one of 25, to your point. Now, I believe in the Harris ownership group. I believe in this regime. Peters and company. I think I know what they're doing. In fact, I'm sure of that. And that's actually kind of informed my views as to how these negotiations are going. So, but just to kind of quantify your point, Tobes, and tell me if I'm getting it right here. You haven't been that good for that long.
Correct.
You shouldn't be acting like the mid-2000s Patriots, where it doesn't matter who you trot out there, it's do your job, and you'll find some castaway from some other org, and you'll be in the Super Bowl because Tom Brady's seen every play the other team has run. Right? Like, you ain't that yet. You're not in the middle of a dynasty. You're not the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies, I'm sure. Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
You're also not the Phillies, for the record. I want to make sure that we're very clear.
I hate both of them, by the way.
Yeah, they can both lose every game for that. Yeah. The Eagles had one little downturn after a Super Bowl run and then got back to a couple. Like, it's kind of amazing. They're as good an org right now as there is in the sport, and it sucks to say that, but they are. They're awesome. You're not that yet. You've had one really good season. I believe more are coming. I love them. I am happy about everything. I'm simply saying, to kind of hammer your point home, are you sure that you're ready to do this kind of thing yet? Have you built up enough goodwill? Have you put enough deposits in to be able to say, trust us?
And I want to point out, too, this could probably go for everybody, by the way, because it's not missed that the Art Monk video came out an hour before Terry was talking at Eastern Motors. And I think this, for the Terry thing, whatever, if they're trying to overshadow Terry, stupid, I think this sucks for Art Monk.
I'm sure
we should have spent all week talking about Art Monk.
Yep.
We've talked about him for a grand total of like 30 minutes.
And it kills me. My favorite player of all time.
That's terrible. They're killing people, right? Or they're not killing people, sorry. People are crushing the Commanders' Twitter right now. Did you see what this was?
No.
This was tweeted at 1:39 today, Danny. A wholesome offseason. They tweeted out pictures of Mikey Sanra still proposing. Noah Igbinoghene got married. Colson Yankoff got engaged. Foster Sherrill got married. Congratulations to all of them. You know who else got married this offseason?
Who's that?
Terry McLaurin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh.
You know who's not included in this post?
Oh.
And yes, I understand that they posted about this back in February. I understand. Please get out of your own way. Don't do this. Don't play these games. Because immediately everyone's going to jump to conclusions. This feels old, Redskinsy, old football teamy, old command. Don't do this stuff. And I'm not saying that anyone specific is to blame on this. Obviously, the social media people aren't working hand in hand with Adam Peters on the contract and all. But these sorts of things are avoidable, Danny.
Yep.
So don't do that stuff on top of the frustration with the team right now about not getting Terry signed. You can operate like an organization, to your point, you can operate like an organization that deserves respect when you've earned it. And they did for 1 year. But you need to continue to see it. And not to say that you shouldn't try to do business the right way. And I think that's what they're trying to do. But there are certain ways that I would have approached it. If they were doing, I think the big part about this, Danny, hearing from Terry, if they were doing this and Terry said, yeah, we've been in constant communication, we just haven't been able to iron out the details. Is this totally different? But the fact that he goes, we haven't talked in a month.
That's what I wanted to ask you. Is could this, in other words, if they're still trying to do the best they can as an organization, which I'd encourage them to do. We talk about this all the time. Like, think about this. When they signed Javon Kinlaw, what did we all say?
Just
whoa,
like it,
that's a lot of money. Yeah. Like it's mine. Like they went into my pocket and took $15. Like, no. But still, you're thinking about the team building. You're thinking about the cap. You're thinking about future players coming. I think about future guys you might have to sign. It's all part of it. You don't want to overpay. Just that's a hard and fast rule. I get this time is special, and it goes up a little bit more than it has to, a million here, a mil there, whatever. But, like, I wonder if there'd been some detail that had come along the way. Could this have been slightly different, and would you not feel that way? Like I think ultimately what you brought up is the fact that Terry said, We haven't spoken in a month. Well, if you couldn't say that, would you feel differently? Like, was that kind of the lightning rod there for you to kind of go, whoa, wait a minute? Was it?
I mean, it's their negotiation tactic. So I think I could see both sides, because one way to do negotiations, you were talking about this the other day with like the Boris way that he does, is like, I'm going to throw out you my offer and then I'm going to shut up. And then you're going to try to communicate. And I'm going to say, you saw my offer. Continue. That's the way that they're going to do business. And I can understand that that can be a negotiation tactic. I just don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze here, Danny. I don't think that this is the scenario where this is the guy that we're going to try to set our precedent. Terry McLaurin is the guy that you're going to do this with. If you were doing this with an offensive tackle or you do it, I understand that they might be even be a more important actual football player on the field. But when you talk about the face of this franchise, Danny, I know people probably wouldn't agree with this, but to me, it's still Terry until Jaden kind of takes over maybe like mid-season, right? Like, I was in the stadium last year, Sunday Night Football, when they're driving and you get to the red zone. Terry's caught like one ball all game. What are they chanting? Not Jaden. No, they're chanting Terry, Terry. That's the guy. Mm. That's who so many people are attached to. I don't think this is the guy to play hardball with. Not to say that you just pay him whatever he wants and you go to an astronomical number.
What's the counter there then?
But I think you've got to, you understand that Terry's probably going to be reasonable, right? You understand that with the deposits in the bank, I don't think that he's doing anything absolutely ridiculous here to say, hey, I've got to be paid Jamar Chase money. I've got to get all, I don't think he's doing any of that. Maybe I'm wrong. And if so, then I would be team. But I just don't know that in this situation where this fan base has been, where the one thing that we've clung on to for so long has been a guy like Terry McLaurin, I don't know that this is the guy to do it with. And if this were a different scenario where, say, instead of Jaden Daniels, where you have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, say you would have had to have gone and signed somebody and they had a great season. Say they would have signed a Sam Darnold last year and he was awesome and then they had to pay him to a $50, $60 million contract. Then we can have a more real conversation. You're not hurting on money right now. Now's not the time to do this. And you're not going to be hurting on money for the next 4 years, including this season, because Jaden is on that rookie contract. I just don't think that this was the time to do this. And I get that Adam Peters kind of has to set the way that he's going to do things, but maybe you do that with another guy, not Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's my response to your point, but it's a good one. What do you think about what Toby's talking about here? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. So tell me if I'm not saying this right, Tobes, and you can put it in your own words. But I think the question is, they've only been good for 1 year. Now, I happen to believe more is coming. I think you probably do too, mm-hmm. right? I think we actually have a legitimate organization now, and we can expect certain things and look forward to certain things, like football seasons. But you still don't have enough deposits in the bank to fiddle around here, to mess around and play tough with the most popular guy on the team. With a guy that everybody likes, mm-hmm. both in the locker room and outside, right? You haven't earned that yet before you start pushing our guy around. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, 100%.
800-636-1067. Your comment, your thoughts on what Toby's talking about before we do a little winning off the field at 345. So let me give my response super quick to that. I think you touched on it there at the very end. We're taking the only side we've got, which is multiple leaks from Terry and the agent, and then Terry specifically himself for 35, 40 minutes, whatever that was the other day at Eastern Motors, where your job's your credit. And we haven't heard word one from the team, right? All we're hearing is what sounds like the big, bad team. Maybe it is the big, bad team. Maybe Adam Peters, who, you know, is calling an injured player's fiance or texting a dad that he knows is at the game about someone that twisted an ankle, what's going on, the latest report, treating people great all the time. Maybe this org that's doing these amazing videos and tributes for Daryl Green and you know, seems to be doing everything right, stopped all that, turned it off, and said, screw you, Terry, and turned into the villain. I don't think that's the case.
No, I don't either. But I thought it was interesting. Kevin tweeted me this the other day. He said, it's an important year for Peters, because imagine if things go south here and he could easily fall out of favor as well. Johnny Newton, Lattimore trade, what if Debo doesn't perform? What if Tunsil isn't as good as we think? What if he doesn't re-sign Terry? What if Kinlaw struggles? And you could do this with a lot of general managers.
Sure.
And I don't think that all those things are going to go bad. I don't think that suddenly that we're just going to fall out of favor with Adam Peters. But, you know, is he maybe playing his hand a little bit too heavy after just 1 year? I think that's an interesting part of this.
That's part of it. So again, you don't have the built-up deposits in the Goodwill Bank to make these kinds of withdrawals right now.
And with this specific organization where it's been, I don't know that now's the time to play with fire a little bit on frustrating the fan base.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.